McCook Creative District. I know Matt was in here recently to promote Paul Strickland. That was last week, but you got some other things happening this week.
We are, Creative District's busy. We have been working, thanks to a grant that we got from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development, we have been working with Alley Pointer, which is an Omaha architectural firm, on what a downtown revitalization plan looks like. Alley Pointer did design Norris Alley there between the Fox Theater and the Keystone, so we reached out to them because they do know McCook. And so we're just looking like, we want people to know they're in the Creative District without signs is probably our goal. We want them to know that this is a cohesive look. The last time this was done is 2013. The city of McCook did this. That's what led to the covered parking lot and that one walkway. I think it's called Norris Sidewalk. I don't know if there's an official name for it. Those projects came out of that plan. And so we are building on top of that. We're not starting from scratch, but we want the community to have input, whether they're a business owner downtown. For those that don't know what the Creative District is actually a geographical location. It goes from A Street up to I Street on the north side of the library to the other side of the rail, down to the railroad tracks, and then West First to East First. So it is literally a geographical area. But we have partners in the college and in the school and stuff. But what our purpose on this is, what does a Creative District look like downtown? And so we want the business owners, if you come down to shop, if you come down for events, if you just have said, you know what, I would love to see this in my community. We are having listening sessions here on Thursday, Friday that we want people to attend. And so they will be at the Keystone in the heart of the Creative District up on the third floor. It is Thursday, May 1st, we will be meeting, and we're looking at probably an hour, hour and a half. So you're looking on Thursday, May 1st at noon, and then again at 5 o'clock, and then on Friday, May 2nd at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. It'd be great if you could register. You can go to McCookCreativeDistrict.com and register. Give me a call. We are going to have food and snacks and stuff, so we can plan a little bit. But if you haven't registered, please show up. We want everybody. There'll be a short presentation from Alley Pointer. They are coming here. And then it's just going to be, hey, what do you want to see in your community? What does this physically look like? What does it feel like? You know, we've got a lot of movement with the hospital dorm. It's being built down there, and just a lot of neat things happening. The third Thursdays take place in the Creative District. So really looking forward to that. So please come out. And if you can't make it, but you're like, hey, I got ideas. Again, visit the Creative District, McCook Creative District website, and there should be a link, and you can just provide info where we can get you the slideshow and stuff and get you connected. Or if you're like, hey, I want to learn more about the Creative District, please reach out. Again, you cannot have too many volunteers because this is a volunteer group that's doing this. So again, if that's something you want to be part of, please let us know. So
just go to the website or Facebook page.
A Facebook page. Yeah, okay. There's McCook Creative District Facebook page. You can visit that, or you can go visit the website and just reach out to us and let us know either before or afterwards. If you're like, I forgot about it. Please reach out because we want to get people connected and we want to get everybody's voices to come up with this plan. That being said, we're going to come up with a plan. And then hopefully we'll start implementing it. We don't want to create a plan and put it on the bookshelf. We want to come up with ideas that will transform, you know, the community and make you just kind of want to hang out and talk to your neighbors. Our goal is to get off of our screens and hang out and create a welcoming place where people want to be around their friends and neighbors. So,
having Paul Strickland in town last week kind of gave a little taste of what Buffalo Commons is going to be like.
It was a great preview. Paul Strickland was here for the 2024 Buffalo Commons, and so he is coming, he was passing through.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, we've got great relationships that if we have these artists passing through, like, hey, put on a show. And it was a beautiful night. We had the doors open on the building, and it just kind of like, okay, now we're ready for Buffalo Commons, which is going to be here really quick on June 12th and 13th, that they're going to be having Zoe Lewis and the Rubber Band, I think is the full name of the band, and some great storytellers. So just lots of things going on downtown. You have the Art Bank that is open, and the Art Guild and the museum and stuff like that. So just a lot happening, but we can always use more help and more people getting involved. So if that's something, you know, we've got a mural project, you know, that we're working on for this summer. So if you want to get involved in that, please, please, please reach out, and I will get you connected.